The Braves Radio Network channel on the Podcast Park is brought to you by Truist Bank. When you start with care, you get a different kind of bank.
Hey, welcome to Braves Country.
How are you doing today, sir?
We're doing great. Finishing our coffee.
Well, thank you for taking our call this morning.
You ain't finished your coffee yet.
We know who the boss is, Baby Gene.
That's right.
No, I don't want that job, baby. I'm telling you right now. How you doing? You up and Sprite? You looking good?
Hey, we're here. We're ready.
This episode of Braves Country is sponsored by our Braves fan friends down at Century 21, Solomon Properties in Savannah, Georgia, servicing the historic downtown Savannah area, the island area, and Atlanta's beach, beautiful Tybee Island, Georgia. Call Joel Solomon today, 912-604-0896. That's 912-604-0896 for all your real estate needs on the Georgia coast. Braves Country also sponsored by Smith's Old Bar, best live music venue in Atlanta since 1994, located in the heart of Midtown at 1578 Piedmont Avenue. Smith's Old Bar is a neighborhood joint for everyone. Check out smithsoldbar.com for the current concert calendar and tickets. See y'all at Smith's.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
So, Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon Background Screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.
Mother's Finest defy boundaries and you create your own genre, but I'm going to try to describe y'all in two words: funk and rock. And y'all did it first, and nobody does it better. We got Glenn Doc Murdoch and Joyce Baby Jean Kennedy, who both founded Mother's Finest in 1970 and are still touring the world here in 2022. And by my math, that's around 50 years of funky rock, metal, and soul music. And and you're longtime Atlanta rockers. You made history. You're in the Smithsonian Black History Museum and the Georgia Music Hall of Fame. Congratulations on that.
I'm tired. You tired up? I'm tired.
Boy, that's a lot of work, right? You guys are about to tour Europe, and then you're going to come back here and perform live at the Georgia Jam on Saturday, August 27th in Duluth, Georgia. So we're honored to have Baby Gene and Doc of Mother's Finest join us on the Braves Country Podcast. Welcome to the show, y'all.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. This is a pleasure, because everything great ever happened to us happened in Atlanta. I mean, Atlanta, Georgia is not where everybody's from, but we evolved and grew as a band, and people started to love us here. So
all transplants.
Yeah, all transplants from different places, but we say Atlanta is our home because everything great, as I said.
I love that.
Happened to us right here.
Yeah, I love that. That's awesome. And look, I've been married for a really long time. My wife and I have been married for 21 years. And she's a transplant, too. I'm born and raised in Georgia, and she's from upstate New York. Marriage takes a lot of effort. You throw in touring the world for 50 years, and I got to start by asking, how have you done it? What's been the key to the success of your marriage and the band at the same time?
Yeah, I don't know. You got to talk to God about that.
Amen. Amen.
We didn't have much to do with that. We were just constantly... We're just assessing ourselves. Trying not to lose the respect for one another. You
we
know?
Would check every now and again to see if we was going to make it. You know, and that's what we did. And, you know, the next week you say, okay, she's still here.
You're still in my line now. You're right.
I love it.
And we go up every morning. I say, I look at him. I say, oh, you still here?
That's funny.
It's hard for a guy in rock and roll, you know, because it's just difficult because men are, they're rovers.
Right. We're hard-headed.
In this business, it's tough. That's why marriages are tough in this industry because, you know, you're so accessible, you know, and the ego gets out of hand real quickly, you know. Yeah, your fame and fortune is kind of like a magnet for people, you know, to try to grab onto you or to try to get in between it or try to find out what makes you tick. You know, so as a unit, we've always really been like a family. So we supported one another. And I'm a lucky female in a rock and roll band because
that's awesome.
These guys, being an only child, these guys became my brothers. And they protected me and covered me from a lot of stuff that could have went on in my life as an artist. But I didn't have to have that experience, so I consider myself quite lucky. And so, you know, because we lived together for a long time in the same house. We had the same house. We ate and drank, and all we did was eat, sleep, and rehearse.
Up in Sandy Springs.
Yeah. Sandy Springs and what's that other place over there by the airport?
I don't know.
A lot of people from there. But anyway,
I don't know.
And not only did we get married, we were married before we started the band, and we kept that under wraps for many, many years. No one knew we were married, and because we thought that would be better. And the band was more accessible to people.
And you know, when you get older, you need companionship, you know, so you try not to mess that up. And we let our spirituality lead the way after, you know, we've done the young thing and sawn oaks and you know, did all what we needed to do. And but when you get a certain age, and you need all your energy just to get on the stage and wake up in the morning.
It's never been our problem. We always had a lot of great energy.
Yeah, let's go see, you know. You don't mess around.
You mess around a lot.
Uh-oh. Doc, you better watch out. She's about to come across the table.
Hey, man. Don't perpetuate the situation.
I try not to.
Sound like I'm getting in trouble over here.
You never have this. You know, yeah, I'm an artist, too. So I get it. I understand. There's no problem. And we also raised our son in this band on the road, too. You know, Dion, who's our drummer now.
That's super cool. Yeah. Making it even more family-friendly there. And I know y'all originally from Chicago, but... lived in Atlanta most of your life. Y'all fans of the Atlanta Braves at all?
Oh, sure.
Well, they are. My son and him are.
Especially my son. He's got his heart broke so many times.
Me too.
For the Braves. And then this year and that last championship, I think that, you know, I think we're still celebrating that. I'm sad that everybody's not talking about it still every time the sports news comes on.
Well, my thing is, like, they've never asked us to do the national anthem, and they don't use Teeth of the Rock at all. I'm upset.
They did use
it. Well, we got to get that squared away. We got to get that fixed.
We got to get that squared away, man. I don't think that's right.
Start playing that as somebody's walk-up music or something.
We got a couple that we got to shoot to the Braves. They need to, you know, help them out.
Yeah, the basketball team used our song just for a minute.
Okay.
And that was a pleasure.
It wasn't long enough.
And a thrill in it.
It wasn't long enough. I love it. So good.
Hey, Doc, who's your favorite Braves player of all time?
I like the guy that hit them all the road.
Hammer and Hank, baby.
There's too many of them. I actually went to my computer just before you called it out, and I asked Siri to bring up all the players. And there were so many, I said, forget about it. It was the guy, and he's from another country, and he just every time he got up there, he was hitting home runs. So it was great.
You're a big fan of the big home runs.
Now, you might ask me about some of the old players.
Who's your favorite of all time?
What is his name?
Hank Aaron?
Hank is above it. He's in another.
That's right.
But it was that young player, and he quit not so long ago. I can't. I'm sorry, man.
Oh,
I'm too.
That's
young.
Okay. Man, no, that's all right.
I bet you're talking about Chipper Jones.
There you go. That's all I was talking about.
See, he left you hanging out there. That ain't right. Just see how he could have helped you out a few minutes while you were trying to hunt that down.
And I just finished half coffee. Once I finish this cup, I'll be able to tell you the whole
everything.
Name.
Everything. He'll fix the world after that.
Get the caffeine buzz.
Well, let me ask y'all an easier one. If you know, you guys tour the world, so you could live anywhere. What is it about the South that keeps y'all in Atlanta, Georgia?
For me, it's growth.
For me, it's where the rubber hits the road, so to speak. Everything happens here, you know, and you know, it is the microcosm of the microcosm. There's so many nationalities and races. I mean, this is our second incarnation for Atlanta, because we did live in L.A. for longer than I thought we did. It was almost 20 years. And we just, it was funny because we had to make our minds about staying in L.A. And I think we questioned where we were going to go, but we just popped up in the bed one morning and said, we got to go back to Atlanta, you know? And I don't know, it's just, it's charisma, it's a feeling, it's karma.
Yeah.
You know, this is the most comfortable place that we've lived. You know,
back to Atlanta, we're at home.
Yeah. Where they say, to heaven or hell, you got to go through Atlanta.
Yeah. That's right, because of Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport.
That's right. No, Atlanta, I mean, Atlanta, we've been a part of the evolvement of this city. It's the South, and it has a lot of history that is not socially acceptable to a lot of people. I know a lot of people that have left Georgia and say they'll never come back for whatever reasons those are.
Mm-hmm.
But when you feel that you are a part of something that's growing spiritually and powerfully, economically, socially, racially, on so many levels, this is the city. When you become a part of it and you are part of it to help it move forward, it's an embrace that you take in your heart. That's why I became home, because we planted ourselves here and we felt ourselves evolve. We felt ourselves grow. And every time we hit that stage and we watched our audience, you could see some of everybody in this band's audience. It's the craziest thing in the world.
I don't think we
do it anywhere else where we play. You know, I wish I could put my finger on it, but it's a place to where I can look in the audience. I can see people of color. I can see Latinos. I can see everybody. I can see Hell's Angels. I can see people that wouldn't move next door to some black folks, but they'll be in that audience. For some reason, that moment, none of that fucking matters. You know, it is a moment when we come together as a community just for about an hour or 2 hours. We're on stage and we're having a good time. As the years go by, it opened up. And what is it when a cloud spreads?
I know what it is.
It spreads and it becomes Atlanta, Georgia.
It's got space. That's what it is. It's got land. It ain't crowded. Everybody's got enough room to
think
and breathe.
But as a person, you walk outside that door, or everybody that comes to that door has got a smile. They say, good morning, how you doing? I mean, you don't find that anywhere else, I'm telling you.
You
run across anybody in the street and you say, hey, how you doing? Be blessed. You know, it's a blessed day. I mean, you know, and then it's actually mean that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you
it's true.
You don't get that anywhere else.
This episode of Braves Country is sponsored by our Braves fan friends down at Century 21, Solomon Properties in Savannah, Georgia, servicing the historic downtown Savannah area, the island area, and Atlanta's beach, beautiful Tybee Island, Georgia. Call Joel Solomon today, 912-604-0896. That's 912-604-0896 for all your real estate needs on the Georgia coast. Braves Country also sponsored by Smith's Old Bar, best live music venue in Atlanta since 1994, located in the heart of Midtown at 1578 Piedmont Avenue. Smith's Old Bar is a neighborhood joint for everyone. Check out smithsoldbar.com for the current concert calendar and tickets. See y'all at Smith's.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hi, I'm Mark Beckham with Atlanta Ramjack. We specialize in only foundation repair. What is foundation repair? Foundations sink or settle. These issues need to be addressed. It only becomes more costly the longer you put it off. What is the biggest cause of foundation problem? Either poor construction, inferior site preparation, or weather. Drought causes cracks in your foundations. If you see any signs of foundation issues, please contact us at AtlantaRamjack.com.
We all get along in Atlanta, and it's the great melting pot. It's one of the greatest examples of America's function as the melting pot. And you guys sure do take that forward and take it around the world and share that with people. We appreciate that. And Baby Gene, I wanted to ask you on your latest album, Goody Two Shoes and the Filthy Beast. I really like the song Another Day.
Shut up.
You know, you open that track by singing, "It's your life if you want it." What's the message you're sending with that song?
Well, it is. I think the thing is you choose the person that you want to be over time. Your mom and dad teaches you the right and the wrong of things, hopefully the moral things. But at the end of the day, your spirit and who you were meant to be is a choice you make along the way. Because most of us, we don't know what we're bringing into the world. You know, we're all perfect when we're little guys. We're 3 or 4 years old. But then that mother someday says, oh, Lord, that's not my son. I don't know my daughter like that. That's not who she is. We didn't raise her like that. So, you know, it's your life. You can make it what you want.
That's a great
it's
message.
Out there for you. Right outside that door is $1 million.
And I see on your tour schedule that you are headed to Europe for most of August. Before you come home to Atlanta to play Georgia Jam on August 27th, you're going to Denmark, Sweden, the Netherlands, Germany. You're going to Belgium and Switzerland. My head is spinning just thinking about that much travel. Will that make the homecoming to Georgia to play Georgia Jam that much more special?
Yep, we'll be nice and tight and worn out and tired. And we'll be
we'll be well running. Yeah.
We're more than ready right now because we just spent 6 weeks in Europe and then we came home. And then so now we're going back to finish because in the process of doing Europe, you know, we got a little sick, you know.
Yeah.
So we had some dates that we had to cancel. And so we had to go back and replay those dates. 22 has been great because we had to get the COVID off of us, you know.
Yeah.
And
shoot.
So now people are hungry. They're coming out. And, you know, we had some great houses over there. We were surprised. We worked our tails off. It was fun. It was
yes,
so
ma'am.
Fun. So going to Georgia Jam is just, you know, it's wonderful. Just like at the end of the year in the holidays, we always play Buckhead Theater. And doing 2 nights sold out there, that's always special as well. We look forward to that.
That's going
to
be sort of a coming together, too. We've been locked up for 2 years and struggling for this last year to try to get it all together. It's going to be say hello and get reacquainted with a lot of people that's been sick and a lot of people that's been, you know, all this economic crap that's going on there. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a celebration, I think. So looking forward to it.
Baby Jean, you mentioned people being hungry for good music and entertainment, and I think you're exactly right, but that makes me think about Southern cooking for a minute. What are some of the favorite spots in town you like to go and eat? Barbecue spots, mom and pop, meat and three, soul food, whatever you like.
No, Lord, you're talking to the wrong girl. You doing to the wrong lady, to the wrong woman.
Because
here's the thing, boo. I'm a vegetarian.
That's all right.
I have been a vegetarian for over 40 years. I haven't eaten meat. I don't eat no kind of meat, no kind of flesh.
She did, though.
Nothing in it. At one time, I did. Of course, my mom and dad raised me like that, but I chose another path.
Yeah, no, that's right. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
As a Southerner, I cook vegetarian Southern style.
Yeah, man.
I have ways of recreating barbecue without having to kill something.
Okay.
No. And I'm being real. That's the truth. That's the reason why, because I don't believe in that. But that's my choice.
Yes, ma'am. No, ain't around that.
I'm still making my cornbread in an iron skillet, baby.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
And I'm still doing my candy yams. I'm doing my dressing. I'm, you know, Thanksgiving at my house is just like Thanksgiving.
It's a journey.
Yeah. And my sweet potato pies and my pound cake that doesn't have eggs in it. I'm real, boo.
That sounds delicious. Hey, Doc, what about you? What do you like to eat?
I'm saying we've been together on this whole thing, you know, led by our spirituality for since 1975. And that's one of the reasons probably why we're still around and we can still do what we have to do.
Yeah, well, he eats what I feed him. That's what he eats, what I cook is what I feed him.
Yeah.
What he eats is what I cook is what I feed him.
It's really like Southern vegetarian soul,
where
don't get too heavy on that.
I know they see how quiet they've been because they didn't want to hear that.
No, I think, Baby Jean, I was kind of getting excited. I was thinking we need to get a vegetarian Southern soul restaurant out of you, maybe. Maybe you need to open a spot.
To make it happen, man.
We've been trying to do that for years.
Yeah, I'm too lazy to tell you.
And you don't want to share those recipes, I'm sure.
Well, no, that's not it. I would love to. I would love to see at least 30% more of us turn vegetarian. They'd be surprised how much more healthy they become and less ready to cause trouble.
I've got a niece that's a vegetarian. I've got a coworker that's a vegetarian. I'm surrounded by folks who don't eat meat, and I'm okay with that. I do, but I'm okay with anybody that don't. You do whatever makes you happy and keeps you healthy.
There you go. Joy
Lively. Yes, ma'am, that's right.
That's it.
We're talking with Glenn Doc Murdoch and Joyce Baby Jean Kennedy of Mother's Finest here on the Braves Country Podcast at the Braves Radio Network Studios. So Michelle Malone is a friend of this show and is also playing at the Georgia Jam. She's a future Georgia Music Hall of Famer. When I told our friend Michelle Malone that Mother's Finest was joining us on the Braves Country Podcast, she freaked out. She's such a huge fan. I want to read y'all Michelle's text about you guys. Here's what she said. I love Mother's Finest. Georgia loves Mother's Finest. They did Rockaplast, Don Kirshner, huge tours with The Who, Sabbath, AC/DC, and they were an interracial rock band in 1970, and that takes big balls to do that, especially in the South. And she said, and they are the real deal. What's your reaction to Michelle Malone saying that about y'all?
She got it. The girl is on top. She's on it. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. In the 70s. It was tough, but it was.
When we first came down to Atlanta, we made friends with bands like Lynyrd Skynyrd, Wet Willie, and we used to play some of those same places. I think that's the most exciting thing that we do is playing for mixed audiences. And we used to play at Electric Ballroom. And man, that place used to be like church. And we just got funky and religious. And what she said is exactly right. And I think that's the reason why we love playing down here so much. It's because, with all the strife and separation that's trying to be created, I am so glad to get on the stage and see our audience and see all of them looking at us rather than looking at each other. And when they do look at each other, they say, hey, everything is okay, That's pretty much the whole thing, not just racially, but just different from people from different backgrounds and different jobs, different religions, different. I mean, it's really.
Also, it's the birth of the music too, the rock song.
Yeah.
It had to find its place. And there, I have a new EP out on Spotify and a couple of other places that I did on my own. Mm. And the one thing that I made sure the interviewer knew was that I said, I didn't choose rock. Rock chose me. Because as an African-American female singer, this is not a place that you find us most of the time, in a rock band. And so a lot of people don't get it. People of our race, they didn't get it for a long time, especially in the 70s. Mm-hmm. Because the music pretty much drew an audience of people who were supposed to be rocked out, which were the white audience. So a lot of times we didn't find our people in our audience. So our audience was mostly white because of the type of music that it was. And we had the same fight with the record company. Mm-hmm. Because as a predominantly black band, they thought that all our music should be geared towards black radio. But that wasn't the case.
It's the freedom.
And it started to try to suck the freedom out of what we were trying to do, because we don't sit down and create music for one person. Everybody, the door is open for everybody to come.
Yes, ma'am, that's right.
Some people chose not to do it because maybe the guitar was too loud, or maybe there was too many guitars, or maybe we, for whatever the hell, they chose not to come to see the band. But now, check this out. What has happened over the last, with bands like Outkast coming along, doing what they considered a little bit of a rock edge, we were gone at the time. We were living in California at the time. We were watching the movement of rock change, especially with the people of color, I say black folk. We said, well, check it out. Something's happening. It's like Party Like a Rock Star kind of got big, which was always there in our realm. And it was just as hard to deal with from the other side, because it was a genre of music that whites thought that we didn't belong, because the band was predominantly black. So there was a line we had to cross. I
mean, that is crazy.
In order to, but that was the business. It's the bureaucracy of the industry that we also later on learned that we had to deal with. Because before, we were innocent as far as what we were doing. We were making music, having a great time, watching the people come, watching people get into it. All of a sudden, we had to deal with the bureaucracy. I mean, we go, what the hell is that? They're going to the record company, they got a floor for black music, and then they got a floor for rock music. And we fit somewhere in between. Then we had to deal with, the people on the top floor where it was all black music dealing with us, saying, why y'all doing this kind of music? Why y'all ain't doing music for the black folk? We just doing music.
Music. People, that's all we know how to do is good music.
To be a great band. We just figured to all people.
Yes, ma'am.
We didn't choose, we didn't choose whether it was going to be black music or white music, and this was all during the 70s, and we had to walk through that that with steel boots, you know what I mean? And sometimes we had to get real aggressive because we didn't really want to make music that always had a bitch in it, you know? Yeah. We wanted our music to have spirit in it.
Yeah.
We wanted it to embrace you. We wanted to make you have thought provocatively. We wanted it to be sexy, you know, and pretty much we did a lot of that. I mean, when you listen to the lyrics of Fire, Fire was just used in the HBO special, and they used it in kind of a spiritual connotation because, you know, if you run through the jungle, you know, you can't hide. Mm-hmm. So whatever you do, you think you're doing it behind closed doors. God is watching.
Yes,
you
ma'am,
can't
he
get
is.
Away.
Yes, ma'am.
So, and a couple other things. You know, Doc writes prolifically. He's our lyric guy.
Yeah.
But she's so, I mean, there's a lot to talk about in that, as you can see. I can go off there.
And yeah, but she wasn't going to have much to say.
Yeah, but mostly she hit the nail on the, she hit the nail right with the hammer on the right spot. No one understands what we went through as people because we didn't let it show and we didn't bitch
about it. It was all really good fun. It was all positive. When people sometimes they look at us and see what we're doing and their mouths fly wide open.
It's amazing. For 50 years, too. That's the other thing is you've done it for so long and been so successful with it. And I want to thank you all for representing Georgia so well. You've done it all. Gold records, reissues, Georgia Music Hall of Famers, touring the world. So I have to ask, what's left for Mother's Finest to do? Are there plans for a new album? Are there any goals left for the band? What's the future hold for y'all?
Yeah, just preparing. It's going to take us a minute to do new music. The band and Joyce and I have been talking. The music business is so messed up right now, and it ain't like it used to be. So we had to get rid of all that train of thought. And in order for us to say, let's make some more music. So, we just did this EP. And we've been trying to do the EP for a while, and COVID got in the way, and she just put it out. And it's a little bit bolder than
well, I ain't going to stop rocking now.
It's no, ma'am. You better not.
But I'm particularly proud of country music, you know, because they have sort of taking over the whole rock genre and inviting other people a little bit of everything and made it interesting and made it a lot of fun, you know. Yeah. And the music has been
More of a collective genre of music now is what we started doing in the 70s. Now it's becoming a thing.
Yes, ma'am, you're exactly right.
Different parts of elements of different music coming out, but you got to check out my EP though, man.
I want to.
It's called Rock Is My Soul, and it just came out on Thursday, the 15th, I think, on Spotify.
And I'm sure you'll be playing it at Georgia Jam, and we can't wait to see y'all play live.
Yeah, well, we play some things off of there. Yeah, and we have a new bass player. Did you know that?
I didn't. Tell me about him.
Yeah, we're just not with us anymore. He hasn't been. We have his name is Juan Van Dunk. He's a badass. He's good. Very good. Nothing. It didn't change much. He's really good. And of course, Mo is still there, and Dion's playing drums, and John Hayes on guitar. And I have two ladies in the back now. They're really good. My little moon doll, Sammy and Leslie, are back there holding up the backgrounds now.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect anybody in that band to be anything but incredible as far as talent and musicians, just because I know your work and I know what y'all do and what you've done for 50 years now. And like I said, can't wait to see y'all play at Georgia Jam. Georgia Jam is Saturday, August 27th at Gas South District Arena in Duluth, Georgia.
Okay.
You can get your tickets now before the show sells out. Go to GeorgiaJam.com for tickets.
Better sell out, too.
It will.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, there's no doubt in my mind because that lineup is incredible. Y'all are the pinnacle of it, going to make it great.
Yeah.
And if you don't have the essential music from this Georgia act, go to mothersfinest.com and make sure you fix that right now. Buy the music there, straight from the artist. That's the way to do it.
Thank you, Doc. Thank you, Baby Jean of Mother's Finest, for joining us on the Braves Country Podcast.
I'm loving you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling.
Yes, sir. Y'all take care.
Much
God bless you. And can't wait to see you at Georgia Jam. Y'all going to tear it up.
All right, sweetheart. We'll try to make that happen.
Yes, ma'am. God bless y'all,
right.
Too.
Bye.
This episode of Braves Country is sponsored by our Braves fan friends down at Century 21, Solomon Properties in Savannah, Georgia, servicing the historic downtown Savannah area, the island area, and Atlanta's beach, beautiful Tybee Island, Georgia. Call Joel Solomon today, 912-604-0896. That's 912-604-0896 for all your real estate needs on the Georgia coast. Braves Country also sponsored by Smith's Old Bar, best live music venue in Atlanta since 1994, located in the heart of Midtown at 1578 Piedmont Avenue. Smith's Old Bar is a neighborhood joint for everyone. Check out smithsoldbar.com for the current concert calendar and tickets. See y'all at Smith's.
Braves Country supports the Warrior Alliance and the Shepherd's Men, two phenomenal veteran organizations based in the South. Check out thewarrioralliance.org and shepherdsmen.com for more info and resources. That's thewarrioralliance.org and shepherdsmen.com. Braves Country would like to thank all of our nation's great veterans.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.